This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Time's up. The hashtag MeToo moment may be moving step by step in a direction that confronts more than just bad actors and begins to look at the reform of the entire system of sexual harassment, which is simply a manifestation of discrimination, if not outright misogyny. This is good news, even if the debate is unsettled. Susan Faludi argued an effective case in a New York Times op-ed that essentially stated that the moment needed to become a movement so that its target was not individual men in high-profile positions in the arts, politics, and culture, but the very system of discrimination against women that created these vicious and sometimes criminal entitlements that some exercised as license for abuse. She argued that for movement that was comprehensive and did something more than trickle down from the elite to the workplaces of the vast majority of women. Right on. Interestingly, her argument and the obvious implication it has for the majority of women seem to have also been taken up by Hollywood women. Widely reported and announced with full-page ads, 300 women ranging from A-list actresses to agents, writers, directors, and others in the film industry launched Time's Up with a $13 million kitty raised within days. Their claim is obviously that they're going to clean up Hollywood where they work, but they were at least sensitive to the exalted place in the sun they occupy, and also committed that they were going to devote energy and resources to support women farm workers, janitors, nurses, factory and restaurant workers who face much harder and ingrained systematic abuse. In Hollywood, in the shadow of Harvey Weinstein, it's hard to believe they can be ignored on their home turf, and that's not trivial, given the progress that might be made if there was some real systemic reform that leached into films they produce. More tellingly than Faludi's argument was the early open letter from 700,000 women farm workers who had expressed solidarity for the women of Hollywood last fall. This won't be Jane Fonda marching with welfare recipients in Las Vegas to protest welfare cuts in the 1970s, though. The main thrust of their work seems to be a legal defense fund to represent exploited women that will be administered by the National Women's Law Center's Legal Network for Gender Equity. The fact that it will be directed by Tina Chen, who served as Michelle Obama's chief of staff in the White House, is encouraging, because we can also hope that part of the edge of their attack and resources might not be sucked into lengthy, time-consuming legal efforts, but also into the political arena where reform is needed and impact can be immediate. This is all getting serious, and that's great news. Hopefully more women at the bottom will force more women at the top, with all of our support, to make these changes from top to bottom to finally have more gender equity and to make it permanent. That would be good news for all of us. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.